Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it weird to say I love you after one date? Carla seems to think so. She's here for Love Him or List Him. Hi, Carla.
Hi, good morning.
So can you go ahead and share the story, Carla?
Sure. So I met this guy online and we talked for about like a month or so and then just went out on our first date last weekend.
So you had obviously a great connection online and chatting and all of that. So you're like going to take it to the next step. Let's go out.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything was going great. Really liked our conversation. So I was excited. So it was good, but it was just kind of awkward between the two of us. I think we were both kind of nervous, you know, like so much buildup. There's been a month, so, you know, finally meeting in person. But overall, it was good. It was just kind of a little awkward. And then, so towards the end of the dinner, he dropped the I love you.
It's the end of dinner, and he looked at you and said, I love you.
Yeah, so, like, he said it, and then he immediately was like, I like you. And, like, I could tell he was super nervous, but it was weird. I mean, like, that's really weird.
It's pretty quick.
So, yeah, I mean, it's one date, right? So we finished things up. We left. We just, like, did a hug because I was, like, kind of freaked out. I sort of swerved him. And, you know, I really liked him, but now I'm just feeling kind of concerned. So I just want to know, like, is this a bad sign?
Sure. I can see why you're freaked out. I mean, it's your first in-person meeting, and that's a big statement for the first time you meet somebody. But he did stammer a little bit and said, I like you. So, you know, it wasn't like, I love you, you know. So that part is okay, but I can understand why you're a little concerned.
I just feel bad for the guy. Clearly, he's crazy about you. Clearly, the month that you had talking over social media really made an impact, and I feel him just, like, blurting it out without even really realizing what he said, only to be like, oh, good Lord, what did I just do? I feel bad for the guy. Either way, let's see, Carla, if you wouldn't mind, what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. They've always got some pretty good advice. Maybe they can help steer you in the right path. You cool with that?
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to hear what they have to say.
833-287-1037. What do you think Carla should do? He said, I love you on the very first in-person date. Should she be freaked out? What do you think? Share your advice. 833-287-1037.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I met this guy online. We talked for about like a month and then just went out on our first date. Towards the end of the dinner, he dropped the I love you.
And that's too soon. And that's Carla's dilemma. Now she's freaked out, understandably, wondering if she should love him or list him.
Brianna's in Claremont. Brianna, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
I think love, just because I think since she said they've been talking for around a month, and I think sometimes you can develop connections before you've met the person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is early to say I love you, but if he corrected it after, maybe he was just nervous and actually meant to say like.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Or just, you know, you're feeling that connection and it just pops out and you're like, oh Lord, what did I say?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Brianna.
Of course. Have a good day.
Lucy's downtown. Lucy, the guy said I love you on the first date. What do you think Carla should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should give him a chance because if he hasn't set off other red flags, he could have just been nervous. And, you know, sometimes you're talking to somebody and you vibe so well that you're just like, oh, my God, I just love you. But it doesn't mean I love you in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have just been nervous. I think if he really felt a connection with him before, I think she should give him a chance and just be aware, though. Be aware and pay attention for other red flags. And if another red flag comes up, then definitely list him. But
right.
it could really have just been a slip of the tongue and just the excitement built up.
Danielle in Poway, what should Carla do? Love him or list him and why?
I think she should love him and give him an extra chance, another chance. Because we've been all in that situation where nerves get the best of us and our words slip up. And I think giving him a second chance, because you know what? In the end, it could be a really funny story.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's totally true. Oh, I love that thought process. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To Hillcrest we go. Kira, what do you think Carla should do here?
I think she should love him, because I have a friend that has actually done the same thing, not on the first date, but she has accidentally said, I love you before. And it's because you're just kind of friends with someone. And whenever I'm friends with someone for a while, I always say, okay, like, love you, bye. I think it would have been, especially if he stammered afterwards, I think it was just nerves.
Gabby, wrap this up for us. What do you think Carla should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should love him, because some of those men just are very few and far between. My husband and I, he said the same thing to me a week in after we were like casually seeing each other on like 3 or 4 dates, I think.
Uh-huh.
Now we've been married for 21 years.
Yay!
We've been together for 26. And we have 3 boys.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that and giving that great advice to Carla.
Absolutely. Tell her not to be scared.
Let's go back to Carla, who's been just waiting to hear all of your advice, and everything's been pretty overwhelming, that don't get freaked out. This is a good thing, and give the guy a break. Love him. Carla, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, talking about this with you guys and listening to what everyone has to say, I feel like I'm going to give him another chance.
Hey.
Yeah, I liked our connection, and he's a really sweet guy, and maybe it just was nerves and like you're saying. So yeah, I want to give him another chance and see where things can go.
Give him another chance. I think you're right to do that, and then stay in touch with us and let us know how this goes, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, Carla, giving the guy another chance, loving it. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.